Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Michael, and I'm one of your hosts, and then the other Michael's here somewhere, I think. And we lost Sharon, so there she is. And so, but I want to welcome you to the program, and we do have a special guest tonight. He is a psychic medium, and his name is Shawn Michael, and we are so honored and privileged to have him on with us, and he'll be here shortly. But before we get into anything else, I want to go ahead and open with the song. Then we're going to do an opening prayer. I mean, there's a few steps that I believe that are important to get spirit involved in everything and clear our minds. So the one that I'm going to ask you to do while this song is playing, I just want you to take a deep breath in and just release all of today. And, you know, I know there's a holiday this week, and that can be a little hectic and can be bringing up a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, tonight, let's just clear our minds and let's see what Spirit wants to do, because I believe that Spirit really wants to do something tonight here. So let's go ahead and play this song, and then I'll be right back with the opening prayer, and then we'll continue the show. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Sharon, you can go ahead and check those numbers. Try to find my guest and Michael in there somewhere. All right. Thank you, Sharon. I'll talk to you soon. And that's so true. You know, Spirit's love is within us. You know, even when we go through those rough times in our lives, you know, that Spirit within us keeps us and sustains us and guides us and tries to direct us. Okay, now, there are some technical issues going on. Sharon, she can get in, but she can't see the switchboard. So we're having some technical problems. So what that means is I'm going to look at my switchboard right now. And Michael, if you can hear my voice, I need you to click your one off and then click it back on, please, so I can find your number on my switchboard. So if Michael, let's click your one back. Okay. All right. I think this is Michael. So let's get Michael on with us. Hi, Michael.
And this is Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm good. Yeah, Sharon's having some technical problems. So, but I wanted to click you on and get you on anyhow. And we'll probably have to do the same thing with our guest here in a minute to find him on my switchboard here. So, let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll try to find our guest in our switchboard. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for your energy, and I thank you for your presence that I feel right now. And Father, Mother God, right now we invite you into this program. We invite you to just do whatever you want to do tonight. And Father, Mother God, we thank you for Sean. We thank you for his abilities. We thank you for bringing him to our program and for just finding him. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you so much for him and what he is doing on this planet. Because there are many voices, but the same Spirit. And we just thank you so much for him. And Father, Mother God, we know that in all things, you work together for good. And Father, Mother God, whatever is going on tonight, we know that there's a reason for everything that happens. And Father, Mother God, I just pray right now that you would just continue to guide us, continue to meet our needs. And Father, Mother God, I pray for the listeners right now that whatever they need tonight, that they get something out of this program. Father, Mother God, surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit right now. And we say namaste and we say amen. Okay, now, I see that Sharon is back. So I don't know if she can see herself yet. but I do see her back on our switchboard. But Sean, if you can hear my voice, can you click your one, please, and then click it back on for me so I can find you on my switchboard? Okay, I think I found Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, we were just having some technical problems there, so I don't know if we're going to be taking calls or not tonight, but at least we got you on with us, and I really want to welcome you to the program. And let's begin by, you know, just telling us a little bit about, you know, your life growing up. How did you get into this? I know some things like that, and then I think Michael has some questions for you as well, but we'll start with those.
First, it's a pleasure to meet both of you gentlemen, and thank you for inviting me on your show. It's an honor, of course, and I enjoy this platform to meet individuals like yourself, because you do, the term medium is out there on a lot of different variables, but your source and your medium through your program really supports a lot of people that are learning more about the topic, exploring the subject, and I'm happy to share my experiences. But to answer your question, I myself, at an early age, had a lot of experiences. Of course, I was born with the gift like we all are. Mm-hmm. And at an early age, at about 3.5, I would have what was called a near-death experience. And the veil was a little bit lifted for me compared to other individuals. So I was the child that you see on television, a lot of these shows in mainstream television have done a lot of good for us of recent times to bring it up to the public knowledge, but I was one of those children that would be considered to be a psychic child, having experiences that you would see, feel, sense, know, very clairvoyant. But in addition to that, my family, my mother's very gifted, so is my older brother, auntie's grandmother. So I grew up in a very supportive environment spiritually. In the area that I live is in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. So I'm very fortunate to have a good family foundation and a life of experiences that led to where I'm at today. To be able to work as a psychic medium, I've put myself out there in the last 15 to 20 years to really help clients, and but it's a gift I've had my whole life, and I've worked with a lot of different clients, a lot of different cases. My passion is psychic detective work, because what I found in my experience is that there's a lot of people that are underserved in that arena. But I do paranormal, I do the classic readings, and I do all of the work that you would do as a psychic medium. So a little bit about me. I can certainly add more, but I'm happy to answer some questions for you, gentlemen.
Okay, let's go ahead and see if Michael has something he wants to ask you right away. And so go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, hi, Sean. Hi, pleased to meet you.
You too, Michael.
Excellent. So you said you're from the Northwest?
Correct. I'm based out of Seattle. And I've serviced clients worldwide. I've traveled and lived abroad in England and Ireland, too, for that matter. But I'm based here in the Northwest.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So I'm curious about that. I don't know if that's a hot spot up there for a lot of the work that you do. But it does seem like you work internationally. Is that correct?
I do. I work with clients abroad and local, national. My background, you know, the great thing about the corner of the world that I live in, gentlemen, is that this is a field that's very accepted. It's a very progressive local market that I live in. You can meet a clairvoyant, a practicing clairvoyant, every given day of the week in the Pacific Northwest. So I'm one of dozens that I'm affiliated with that work in a team. We have a psychic team that does investigation work, a lot of volunteer work for psychic detective work. And some of us are full-time psychics. Some of us are part-time psychics. Some of them individuals just are gifted, just like all your listeners are out there to various levels. But they feel the passion to want to volunteer to help out individuals that are in need. So there's a group of us that work here in the Pacific Northwest that I work with, and we do a lot of different cases, a lot of different work in that relation. So I'm very fortunate to have a back garden here and be living in an environment where there's a lot of like-minded individuals.
Yeah, there's a very interesting video testimonial that's on your website by a woman named, I believe it was Sharon?
Correct.
I'm mentioning that you helped her with a paranormal investigation. What was that all about?
Well, Sharon is a unique case, and she was very forthright to go public, and I appreciate her doing that, because what I find, Michael, is that I have a lot of people that by the time they get to me and my team, we're kind of the last stop on the train station, so to speak. And those type of individuals that need help are people that have gone through either traditional channels or have been rejected through local belief systems or looking for advice and did not receive that or help. So that includes paranormal investigation, psychic detective work, you name it. But Sharon's case was a paranormal investigation. She contacted me for some activity that was going around her property or in her home. Located in Washington State. And I encourage your listeners to just visit my website, callshawnmichael.com. There is a full video edited of all the video documentation of this experience. But when you go to a paranormal investigation, first and foremost, you know, we have a process we go through as far as validating the claim, the experience for the client. We take all cases seriously, because by the time a client gets to us and our team, as I mentioned, it's usually the last stop for them, or they're feeling very hopeless and very scared. So our goal is to always have a solutions-oriented approach to our investigation. What we found as a team collectively, and what you're seeing on TV, is a lot of these shows that go out and do the evidence and the documentation, and that's great and everything, and it does gain more awareness to the phenomena. But what you don't see is a process to have a solution for the client. For example, what happens when all the television cameras are packed up and they go home? You still got a family living in this residency that still are having experiences and things to that extent. So our team has an approach that's unique to a lot of other investigations is that we actually go out and we go out to get a solution for them, to get them answers with research, with documentation, but we also do have a spiritualist approach to it. Our team is a diverse team. You've got individuals from various backgrounds, to graduate-level education, professionally employed, full-time mothers, to full-time psychics, to part-time psychics, to those that are just intuitively gifted that want to help out and volunteer their time. So it's a diverse team, but in Sharon's case, you had all the cases that you'd have for a classic poltergeist activity, movement of items, scratching, sounds, documentation of that, shadow people being documented, also EVP sessions, ghost box documentation with the ghost box, and we also use other video equipment such as the Ovilus audio-video equipment. But on my website, we have that documented, and you can see the phenomenon and her explanation. And also, we do get real-time audio of connection with of two of the energies that were associated with that property. So it's an interesting experience, and I encourage the listeners to take a look at that, because the approach that we have really is to identify but then have a solution to the problem. And for her, she was very grateful for the clearing of the property and getting everything resolved for her. So
that's awesome.
That is fascinating. I actually have a lot of questions about that. But Michael, did you want to?
Well, yeah. Well, Sean, I'm going to ask you a question, because I have a friend that's asking me this question before. You know, because I do paranormal investigations sometimes. You know, why do we investigate? You know, why did you get into that? You know, because she doesn't really understand. You know, why we have to have that evidence? Why we have to have that stuff there? To prove that there is life, on the other side. So could you explain that a little bit, maybe?
Well, a couple of reasons. First and foremost, personal experience, just a lifetime of experience. I found that in my area that it was an underserved opportunity for a lot of clients. We have a number of intuitives out there that serve as clients, that do just energy healing work. But to take it to the next level, to go out to these sites that, quote, have bad energy, it's an underserved market here in the Northwest. So there was certainly a need for that, to help clients that are really in a situation where they're scared. I don't like to hear and get the call and feel for – I do feel for families that have children involved where children are scared, families are scared. And those are the cases that I jump right on to have help and to volunteer my time to get out there and get them some answers. Because most of the cases, gentlemen, there's nothing to them. And I know the television shows are popular right now, but I guarantee you that over 90% of those times they go out there at night, they're not going to find anything. So the great thing about our approach is that we have a team of intuitives, just like you gentlemen are, and we're all gifted in some sense, is to go out. We do what will be a straight blind reading of the location, the property, of the people involved as mediums. And then we also do take it the next step level, which would be more of an evidence-based approach with the electronic equipment and documentation like that too. So people can understand, and we also get validation from both approaches. So we match the data, we pull it together, And this is something that's been very constructive for us here on our team and working with the clients up in this part of the country.
Yeah, so I said in your bio that you're able to perceive information about the past, the present, the future that's outside the scope of the ordinary five senses.
Yes.
And to me, this really describes, different dimensional experiences, right? When you see something that's, you're able to tune into something that's not, ordinary, tunable by the five senses. So I'm curious, how do you experience this? What's it like for you?
Oh, well, it's to the listener out there, the way I could explain it is putting yourself in a daydream state. It's a form of remote viewing in one capacity. That's a mainstream label that you would put onto it. It's very common for me in psychic detective work. It allows me to go back to a scene of an occurrence, scene of a property history. Other labels that are associated with this experience is doing an Akashic reading. That's another topic to be explored. But for the listener out there, if you could just imagine yourself putting yourself in a dreamlike experience or a daydreaming experience, I'm able to clairvoyantly see the pictures, images, have the experience of the crime or the situation on the property. And I use a lot of different tools. I do that in a form of meditation. I also perform psychometry, which is if you take an object, such as a piece of jewelry of a person that's been missing, it allows me to tap into the auric energy and imprint of that jewelry, the history of the person who wore it, where it was been, where it's been located, where it's been manufactured. Things like that come up. And we use that in a pooled analysis with our team. So the best situation to explain it for the average person out there that hasn't explored this topic and personally experienced it is just picture yourself closing your eyes and getting a collide of messages, image, information being shared to you in a dreamlike state. But I'm actually fully conscious. I'm a fully conscious medium. So that would explain the experience for that. Dimensional reality, when I do Akashic readings, yes, I do go back, and I can go forward in some cases when I do client readings. And that's an interesting topic alone. Not everyone wants that in a reading, but in the psychic detective work and the investigation work, it's very helpful. It's very helpful.
That is so fascinating. Yeah, I would think so, especially if you had, the dual talents, someone who's able to tune in psychically as well. That's fascinating. I didn't even realize that was a service that people offered out there.
The Akashic readings is something that's very unique. There's a lot of great authors on the topic, and certainly, there's a lot of people that have researched the topic, but it's a discussion in one of its own. And when you look at the history of a person's soul imprint, and when I do an auric reading, I do get a sense of their Akashic theme to their life, its occurrences that have happened. And sometimes people do experience past life psychic bleed over. I myself have personally experienced that in my life, in this life. And not to impede on anybody's religious views that are listening to the audience, but certainly if you're very psychically imbalanced or become imbalanced in your energy, you can have that occurrence of a psychic bleed over experience. And, there's mainstream people out there that have talked about it. Sylvia Brown is an author that's talked about this topic extensively. And you see that in some symptomology, psychosomatic symptoms of illnesses that are not present, that have been medically documented to not exist. One example for me was when I was having a psychic bleed over experience was at an early age, having the image of being in the war, a childhood dream that continued through me for my entire life. It wasn't until doing formal regression, past life regression, that I was able to clearly identify this life and release that imprint in my subconscious. In addition to that, stomach pains that were occurring at certain times in the middle of the night, going through traditional medical routes to get that documented, and then, of course, doing more regression work with that and identifying that as being a psychic bleed-over event. So it's a fascinating topic. I encourage your listening audience to research that, because this is something that that can affect some people that are more psychically inclined.
I got to share, this is Michael again, I got to share something happened along those lines to me just today. Somebody asked for my birth date, and I gave them the month and the day, and when I started to give them the year, I started to say 18, and I'm like, what? Oh, no, it was 1969. For some reason, I started to say 18 something, and I started to think, well, that is really weird.
and the most common experience for people is just to say, I know that person from somewhere, or I really like that person. They give me a good feeling. They seem so familiar to me.
Right.
And the opposite being is that I just can't stand that person. I don't know what it is. I just don't want to be in the same room with them, even though I just met them. So that's the most common experience for the person listening right now. And that would be perhaps a past life connection to that soul, too, in the Akashic imprint.
Yeah, and that's very interesting. I have now. There's like where I live. There's an old fort. Was like during the Civil War and stuff. And when I go there, I mean, it's like I feel at home there. So you know, I feel like that there's. And I also had a past life regression done, which there was some, you know, stuff in the Civil War. And so I'm still working through some of that and trying to heal some of that. But this is very interesting. And so but I have a question for you, because I'm interested about how did you get started in the psychic detective work part of your life?
You know, it was a situation where I more or less fell into it with my work. I purchased a property from my brother who bought this piece of property off a mortician and went bankrupt. So there's a history to this property that I did own, and in that experience of owning that property, it was a vortex in its own, a lot of imprinted energy that was there, and I had to bring in some friends, and a friend of mine, Dave Hansen, who became acquainted over the last 3 years. We came together collectively to work together with a lot of these different cases, so shared clients. Both of us are practicing mediums here in the Northwest, and so it's something that we decided to do collectively as a team because there was a need for it. And you know, you do have a lot of readers that are in various locations, whether it being a bookstore or a fair, but not everyone is willing to go out and do the nighttime work and the investigation work. And we both found that there was an underserved clientele in relation to that, because with mediumship work, you know, this is something that comes up. 50% of the cases, there is always questionable situations to the death. And if we can at least provide some closure for the family and loved ones here on the earth plane, it's extremely rewarding for us as individuals to just help those families. So there's a great need out there for people that need help in identifying and doing that work. And by the time these people get to us, really, you know, especially in the missing person cases, it's been going on for quite some time. So, you know, we have worked with full-time private investigators and situations like that. But, you know, collectively, as a psychic detective, the best field work is done in a team atmosphere where you get a team of intuitives together. Because what you do is you pull the data separately. You do the reading separate. You pull the data separately. And you're able to come up with better probability for direct hits in the remote viewing session. So that data is therefore presented to the client to allow them to match the information and provide them for whatever leads and or closure that will be beneficial to them. So that's the gist of it, gentlemen, as far as how that came to be and the motive behind that. But, you know, spiritually for me, it's extremely, extremely rewarding to devote my time for these individuals that need help.
Definitely. Yeah. Michael, you got any other questions?
Yeah, I see on your website, besides being described as an international psychic, spirit medium, Reiki master, paranormal researcher, and a lecturer, you're also you also mentioned that you are a motivational speaker.
Yes.
And
yes.
That intrigued me. I worked for Tony Robbins for 7 years. And,
oh, great.
Yeah, and others in the personal growth industry, John Assaraf, Deepak Chopra, and others. But, you know, Tony's probably really considered, you know, the father of motivational speaking. And I would love your perspective on Tony Robbins, you know, if you have one, or motivational speaking in general. You know, do you believe that the core messages of motivation have changed over the years? And if so, you know, what do you think are the current motivational messages that you see, you know, that are most relevant for us now?
Self-empowerment and that theme moving forward. What we've seen in the last 5 years, my formal education, I have an MBA, so I have worked in that arena as far as in a corporate environment and presenting a needs-based approach. So I found that with self-empowerment and the programs I put in place are for prospecting, self-empowerment, solutions-based approach, and that's also transcended into my spiritual work. It's important for people to really realize that worth is self-worth is within themselves, and the self-empowerment message is clearly something, as me as an individual and as a motivational speaker, that I work with. And I've worked with sales teams, also done consulting with small business in that regards. And it really is in relation to changing the culture and changing the atmosphere as far as productivity, and it comes down to self-empowerment and self-worth. And I see that on the spiritual level too. Clients, multiple clients, when I read their auric energy and I see their aura, I immediately feel the sense and know their background. Transcending that as a clairvoyant, very unique situation where I can walk into a meeting with an informal business environment, I can feel, sense, and know. And those are attributes to me as an individual that's become very helpful to me in a professional setting. But I've since moved away from that and focused primarily in 2012 with working on the spiritual work, because what I found is that the energies have shifted so dramatically in the last year with the vibrational shift and people becoming more awakened and more psychically aware, that I found that my needs are greater served right now with my time to work on the spiritual side of the business. So,
excellent. Bravo, brother. That sounds good. We do get caught up in the doing, and I'd love to hear the spirit in the foreground.
You know, and that's so important, because, you know, each and every day we're impacted by spirit and simple actions that we undertake. And sometimes when you meet with a client and you tell them, okay, you're going to have this person, you're going to do this simple action to feel senses, but the impact you have, it doesn't cost anybody to smile. And just that empowerment within yourself, you have the ability to have that tipping point, whether it being walking into a room, a heated discussion, you can take the temperature down, you as an individual, business meeting, family engagement, neighborly dispute. It's so easy that we all have the capability to change that. And that just goes along with the God-given free will, free choice, and free mind we're all blessed with in this life, to change and empower ourselves and change the outcome and change the shift of the ship as we pilot it out of the harbor. So I encourage your anybody listening right now, that if you feel that you're at a loss, you feel that you're losing control, regain it within yourself, because there is hope, there is change. And 2012 was, for many people, about change. And as we continue forth, it's now about rebirth and building and rebuilding together. So we're going to see that with the energy changing here, and as it's coming to a conclusion here in the next 3 or 4 months. Really exciting time, gentlemen.
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait. You know, and I was listening, and I was like, you know, almost on the edge of my seat, going, yeah, you know, because you know we're definitely moving forward. Now, Sean, I do have several callers that have been patiently waiting for you, hopefully, patiently waiting. I don't know if you wanted to take some calls. I do have some people waiting. It's totally up to you. But
I'm happy to take calls, absolutely.
Okay, let's go ahead. Michael, do you have anything else really quick before we start taking calls? I didn't mean to just cut you off, but do you have anything else you want to talk to?
No, Sean? I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's go ahead and take some calls, and we do appreciate your patience. So let's talk to you. The first call is coming from Ebony. You're on air with Sean.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Sean Michael. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. What can we do for you? What questions do you have?
My dad is experiencing some health issues right now, and I'm unable to get down to where he is anytime soon. And I am curious as to if his parents maybe around me or any of his siblings that may want to step forward with a message about the situation.
Okay, I do feel like I feel like a brother, a male that's around you, that's in a sense that's close to him. And the message is that solution or change within 3 weeks. So you'll see that you'll be looking out to the valley. They also give me an image of just being on top of the mountain, looking out, the sky clearing. So I think it's the number 3 weeks in timeline in relation to this challenge, no later than 3 months. I do feel that there's a lot of love around you and a lot of love around him in spirit. I also get the symbol that there's something about a unique truck or unique vehicle. They're also showing me that imprint of a car or truck that had a unique back to it. And this is something that they're showing as validation for you, that he is going to be protected. You are protected. Your family's protected. And that this storm, this emotional storm, will start to be alleviated in about 3 weeks for you. I mean, so those are the information I feel right now in case that. I also do sense that as far as the holiday, there is bags still being packed for you. There will be a trip coming up for you. But I feel that you actually will be under a situation where it's under control and it's not under duress. This trip will be something that you plan according to your time, okay? So I do feel that that's something that will be coming up for you too.
Okay, that is wonderful. That eases my that eases me, because I have a friend who's a medium, and I don't know. I know certain mediums will predict transitions, or they'll give certain information, and some don't. And she was just kind of saying that his time is going to be short. And then another medium that I know said that he's not going to make it throughout the year, and that's a little intense. And I know that some mediums see different things, and some don't like to touch that type of. You know, something that intense, that information, relaying that. But it feels good to hear that, because I've been praying and sending angels his way to kind of resolve the situation and get him medical attention. So to hear that there's going to be a three-week time frame where things are going to level out and that people are surrounding him is great. So I appreciate that.
Correct. And, you know, remember, we all have free choice, free will, free mind. So in his decision, he does have those choices, of course. So even with all the readings he provides, he still has that empowerment. And that changes things and outcomes. So just keep that in mind. I want to tell you that you will have some sort of resolution, or the feelings of that is that three-week time frame. So.
Wonderful. Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling
Thank you.
In.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that, gentlemen, that does discuss a topic here. You know, when we do readings, a lot of people will inquire about loved ones that are in a situation like that. And we have to remember collectively, in your eyes, remember that God does give us the free will, free choice, and free mind to change outcomes, to change timelines, and to change the ability to fight a medical issue or an outcome to medical issues. So remember to stay positive. When you say, state the positive intention, keep the positive intention. Just like I talk about, if you walk in a room with a smile on your face, what are you going to get back? You're going to most likely get the smile in return. So stay positive, and I tell that to your listening audience. So I'm happy to take another call, gentlemen.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Woody. Woody, you're on air with Sean.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Woody. What can I do for you?
I've been searching for agency management. I was wondering, do you see that happening?
I'm sorry, Woody. I couldn't hear. Your phone broke off. You're searching
for an agency and management, because I'm pursuing a career in music with a part of mine, and I've been trying to like connect with the right people. So I was wondering, do you see that happening?
Okay, looking for an agent. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, it looks like it's about 6 to 8 weeks out for this to come to full fruition. I do feel that there's a male that will be contacting you, and they will be contacting you electronically. It does appear to be like a formal email that will lead to a conversation. I do feel that you will have a morning conversation with them, like around 10:30, but it looks like that time frame. I encourage you to keep doing this. I do feel that you have at least three more attempts or three more messages that need to be delivered in that process, but you will be successful in the later the month of January, okay? January will be a good month for you. You'll see a change in the timeline in relation to this question, but keep up the work. The next 7 days are critical in this time frame. So that means follow-up. That means you get up in the morning, send the messages out, do your research, send the messages out, because I do feel by the third attempt, you will get this contact from the male that will be inviting you for a further discussion, with a formal discussion that will be set up around 10:30 in the morning. I feel it's like a Thursday. It's toward the lateral half of the week. So look for that time frame in the next 5 to 7 days to keep up the efforts, but you should have resolution by the end of January, no later than that. Could be much sooner.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Woody.
Thank you.
Hey, now, Sean, I have a question for you that was just popping up in my head while you were
sure.
talking to Woody. And now, do you use any kind of tools to read, or do you just pick up stuff?
I do both. I learned without using tools. You know, I can easily just do a straight blind read, reading the aura and reading information as far as what's coming up for individuals. But I do find that if I use my Celtic Oracle cards that were gifted to me by Debbie, my significant other, that they're an additional tool to be able to focus my energy on a more time restrictive environment, such as taking live calls. Obviously, gentlemen, we all do talk radio, and doing so at a service for the listening audience, I use that as an additional tool to be able to focus my energy. But in readings, I leave it up to the client. If they want me to do a straight blind read without cards, I can do that. I can do them with cards. It all depends on the individual and what they want, since I want to be a best service for them. But either way, it doesn't matter. When I walk into an environment to do a property reading, obviously there's no tools involved. You could use dowsing rods and things like that, but I tend to not do that. I can feel, sense, and just know. I'm clairsentient, claircognitive, and also clairvoyant, obviously. A little clairaudient, more claircognitive than I am clairaudient, but I do hear spirits at time too. So the messages do come in a variety of different methods for me.
Okay. I was just sitting here wondering about that, because I know for me, you know, I can do the same thing. I can pick up with the cards or not with the cards. But a lot of times I'll just hold the cards, you know, just as a comfort thing, just to have them there with their energy, because I have a deck just like you that I've had, you know, from the very beginning when I started reading. So I just hold on to that, and I can pick up a whole lot easier with that. But also the one thing, I don't know about you, but the one thing that I've noticed about myself, with at least this year, I've been picking up a whole lot quicker and a whole lot faster. It just feels like the energy is just getting more intense. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It's exhilarating. I had an experience earlier this year where I just put out a challenge to my guys. And so just bring it on. You know, it was after a Reiki share class in South Seattle. And that night I went home and just said, okay, I want to open myself up completely, which was it was a unique experience in the sense that the next morning, as I was in our part of the country, we have drive-through Starbucks. But literally as I drove up to the Starbucks, I knew the initial before she even said her name. I knew the initial of the woman. I knew that she was going through certain life challenges, a lot of information just by hearing her voice. As I was placing the order for my coffee, by the time I got to the to pull up to get my coffee, I knew everything about this individual just getting my coffee in the morning. I went about my entire day like this, and by the end of the day, I just said, okay, this needs timeout. This is too much, because it was too much information. It was information overload. So you really have to balance your energies, and that's what's going on with a lot of individuals that are reaching out to us, is that they're feeling more, they're sensing more, they're experiencing more. And it can be quite frightening for a lot of people. And it can also put challenges on their belief system and what they found to be, quote, the norm versus abnormal. Whatever you want to label it, we do a lot of service just to be able to be a mentor and to be assistant to people that have these questions, that have these experiences. And I pride myself on being someone that can be a resource. And if I can't be a resource, I get those people, the people I trust in the greater community, that will be able to provide them, or I refer them to, you know, articles, topics, and authors that they can use for their own discernment. I encourage people that are listening right now that feel that they're opening up or feel that they're having more experiences, intuitive experiences, experiencing paranormal, whatever it be. Use public source, use the internet, use your library, grab as much different information as you can, read as much, don't rely on just on one author, pick two or three, and scrap what is important to you, because you can still maintain who you are, your individuality, in the process of exploring more as far as your natural intuitive gift. So I encourage you all to consider that, or listening right now.
I agree with that. Michael, do you have any questions at this point?
Yeah, I'm still opening and learning, you know, to channel myself. I know I can do it. My I Am presence is helping me clear the veil. When Woody was on the phone, I used the Ascended MasterCard deck as my tool right now, and I definitely felt one card. I turned it over, and it was Ganesh, which the answer is yes. He was asking a yes or no question. And But I didn't get much more than that. But I felt an alignment. That was about it.
Right. Well, gentlemen, this is the one thing is that you do get the yes, you do get validation, you will get validation, and we go through validation through a lot of different experiences. So look for the signs, symbols, and images. And for the people that are listening, it could be something that's familiar and unique to you. So while a clairvoyant will, or a medium, will explain to the client, to the sitter, that this is what I see, this is what it symbolizes to me, it is up to the sitter, the client, to understand that and transfer that in their own meaning. For example, I might see, you can pick up a half dozen books on what the auric colors will mean to somebody, but to me, the color green represents emotion, healing, the heart. But to you, Michael, it might mean something completely different. So that's the matter of how you use your own discernment, and just keep up the great work that you guys do, because each and every one of us has unique ability, and there isn't one medium out there that's 100%. I tell all my clients that. And why I say that is that that we're all human, of course, on the earth plane, but in the psychic detective work, it's so important to get a pool of data from a variety of intuitives and match that up, because the probability from a statistical standpoint is much higher for accuracy when we're trying to pinpoint specific remote viewing data. And even when you look at the topic of remote viewing on a mainstream approach, when it's been used on a government approach, you know, it's been validated. It's been validated clinically, and it can be validated individually when a client has that experience and they call you back and they say, wow, this makes sense, this is what happened, or I listened to the tape after the reading, and yes, this is what, I know what this means, I know the understanding of that. Some things can be very direct, some things can be symbolic, but at the end of the day, it's a matter of using your own discernment to validate that.
Correct. Now, we do have a couple more calls, if you're ready to take some more. We have
absolutely.
A few more. Okay, all right, let's go ahead and talk to he's been waiting for a while. Alan, actually calling from England, so you're on there with Sean.
Oh, hi there. No, it's Aaron. Hi, Michael. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Hi. Good. Hi. How are
Bye,
you?
Hi, Aaron.
I thought it was probably you, but somehow we got Alan on here instead of Aaron. So sorry about that.
It happens a lot. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Aaron. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I would just like to ask a question, actually, if I can. I was wondering if you could see anything for me in regards to love life, because at the moment I feel like I'm struggling to fall in love. So I would like to see anything for me.
You have resounding violet aura around you with the blue falling that. Violet to me is about clairvoyancy, being a naturally gifted person. And the blue around you, secondary to that, is also about integrity and honesty. I define you as a very old soul. You chose the life you have today. You've experienced things that are unique to you. You've had initial challenges early on that you overcome. And you also have the ability to share things to others from a unique perspective. Being, while on the earth plane, youthful in appearance, but on the soul level, extremely old, very wise in appearance. So whatever you do, in whatever capacity you do, you obviously can do what I do, or even be stand up. I see you standing in front of large crowds. I see you delivering messages in front of large crowds. And I feel that you have the impact to influence quite a few people. So I want to encourage you right now, the next year and 2 years is about bringing yourself out even further. I do feel that you have the ability to step forth, and your name, for some reason, is going to be like on a book or on a label, and it's going to be passed out where people are talking about you. And this is going beyond your community. This is something that goes beyond your area there where you're actually potentially going overseas. I feel you have a connection also to Ireland. There might be a trip up to Dublin, and there's a connection to Cork. These are specific things that keep coming up for you, a trip that will be there in the next calendar year to 18 months. I do feel that this person has a bloodline either through Scotland or Ireland in blood, and they are of that lineage, okay, in their bloodline. I do feel that this person, character-wise, you will be meeting them, and it does feel that you will be meeting them in the next 9 months. You have this opportunity will be a learning experience. But right now it's about you, and it's your aura is just shooting out. So right now you're growing leaps and bounds spiritually. And whatever you do, if you do spiritual work, I want to strongly encourage you to do that, Aaron, because you're very gifted and you've chosen this and you have life experience to take that forth. And I feel that you're going to be either writing something or labeling something, and you're going to be talking to people, shaking hands. And this is something that's about 5 to 7 years away from you. But by then, you are very much in love and you're very committed to who you are. But right now, in the short term, it's about your career. It's about you spiritually. But about 9 months out, I do feel that your heart is opening up for love, for that partnership. And look for the bloodline connected to the Scottish-Irish blood. And that person's got very kind eyes. I see them with brown eyes. And I see them with a good smile and very slim in appearance. And just a fantastic smile to them, and very much an old soul and spiritually open. I feel that you meet this person either through like a church event, spiritual event, and they approach you, and it's a matter of exchanging phone numbers, emails, and this will come no later than 9 months from now. Okay?
That's fantastic. Did you know that is completely, completely spot on? And I am a medium, and I do work in front of crowds of people, and I've even been on this show myself, so that is completely spot on. You're 100% accurate there. And I think what you're saying is basically what I've been thinking as well, is putting work and my career first before looking into romance. So thank you so much for confirming that for me.
Aaron, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm always honored when I have a chance to meet and read for like-minded people like yourself. So please consider doing that book. I do feel that you're going to be put something in writing, and you're going to profoundly impact many people. I do see television as an option for you too. The book comes first, though.
Okay.
So, yeah, but you will be on television, and you will have the ability to do so. And when you do that, I'll be there on the far corner of the Northwest applauding you. and cheering you on. So
yeah.
Good luck to you.
I have already started the book as well. So again, 100% spot on. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, this is Michael. Hey, I still owe you a response to our message on Facebook. I just want to thank you for replying.
That's all right. And I take your time.
Thank you. There's been a lot of changes going on in my life lately as well. And I just wanted to let you know that while you were working with Shawn Michael there, the card that I pulled over was the card entitled Right. So I just wanted to, say that what I received was in accordance with what Shawn Michael was saying. They're telling me to tell you to write.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank
You're
you,
Aaron. Welcome.
You have a good night.
And you. Good night.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, yeah, and you know, when you were talking to him, I was just sitting here going, yeah, because he has been on our show, and so yeah, you were right on with a lot of stuff with him, and so I was just totally amazing. Let's go ahead with Trish really quick here, and let's say hi to her. You're on air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was just like you. I was blown away by that last reading. Sean, I have kind of a little different question. I'm in the middle of a building process, and I'm going through the permitting stage, and it's taken me a little longer than I anticipated, and I'm wondering if kind of the challenges are over with.
Okay, I feel that there's a male that's dropped the ball, either a contractor or someone that's either submitted paperwork, but that person has delayed the process by the number three. That's either three days, 3 weeks, 3 months. And this is what's gotten to this point. But what I'm feeling is within 4 months, the seeds have been sown and the process will be moving forward. So I want to continue to encourage you to have strength. I feel there's something about a roof line or something about a design that was a hiccup in the process, and also the failure of the male to either properly submit this in a timely fashion or submit the document in a timely fashion. But the project will be moving forward. There will be resolution. I do feel that in 6 months, it's right there in front of you. No more worries. This is going to be a past issue for you, and you will have security knowing that the project will come to life to as you see it. So I do feel that this male, either somebody who handled the paperwork or delivered the paperwork or received the paperwork, I do feel that this is somebody that either was not organized in the process. I get the initial B associated with their name and some relation to their name. But regardless, I want you to tell you and encourage you to follow up and follow through, because in 4 months, 4 weeks to 4 months, this is definitely going to be behind you. You're going to have strength in 6 months knowing that it will be completed for you. Okay? What's the situation with the neighbor? Is there a situation with the neighbor? Has somebody voiced some? Okay. Because my guys are shouting at, don't forget to tell me about the neighbor and the situation and that. Look, I'm going to tell you right now that this is going to be a fantastic situation when it's done. They were foolish in their presentation, their approach, and it's going to lead to failure from their perspective, all right? You will be victorious in this situation. I want to encourage you to remain positive, but you need to make sure that all contracts have the dot and the I dotted and the T crossed in the process, because I do feel there is something in the permit process that was either delayed, just negative energy. I want you to do a couple things. First and foremost, when you interact with these people, be sure to keep accurate records. Keep the conversation factual, not emotional. Leave the emotion out of it, because in the end of the day, I want to tell you, you will be victorious, but it's important that you have all the documents lined up. And if you did have someone else handle the documents for delivery or to be processed, be sure you follow up with that mail or the mail that you delivered it to, because if you do so, you'll see progression moving forward even as soon as the next 7 business days, okay? You'll get news within 7 business days that are favorable for you. All right?
Great. Just quickly, is there going to be any financial issues around this?
I'm not getting that. I'm getting that this will be a wash for you. I don't feel that. I'm not getting anything that's negative. I just feel that there's a lot of emotion tied in this. I feel that in 4 to 6 months out, it's going to be resolved. It's behind you. And I also get the symbol of a lion, which is strength, that you're victorious. You're the king of the jungle. You're the king of the mountain. So these are images that I feel. I also see that clairvoyantly. And also when I dive into my cards here, I don't feel that either. I don't see it. The cards don't intercheck with that. So stay positive, but be cautious of that male who handled the paperwork, okay?
Thank you very much. This was awesome.
My pleasure.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right, we have another call. Actually, Andy from Ohio, and you're on air with Sean.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing good, Andy. What can I do for you tonight?
Yes, Sean Michael. I'm just kind of in that transition state that we all go through in terms of career, and I just wonder if you have any insight with that.
Yes. I'm going to tell you right now, 5 days, 5 weeks, and 5 months, you're in a completely different stage. First and foremost, what I'm feeling is that don't beat yourself up. The situation that you've come to this point was a growing phase. And as far as you and marketability, you're extremely marketable, extremely intelligent. As I see your aura and as I feel it, you're definitely someone who gives good advice, good direction. You would be a natural manager, natural project manager, natural leader. You should look for a position where you could either move into management or be in a situation where you're directing a team or directing a project. I feel that there will be good news coming your way, but it looks to be no later than January 13th. So it is coming after the first of the year and a direction for you. Until then, I want to remind you to stay positive. I do feel that there's something about electronic advertising for you, electronic marketing, could be social networking. It's very favorable for you. And I want to encourage you to do so. Right now, it's one thing to be reminded is you're not the only one in this situation, so you will be victorious in this process, but the position for you is a management position where you're actually leading a project and or team or leading others to do the appropriate decision. You also are very good with numbers, okay, managing books, looking at data. So you have an analytical side to your quality of who you are and moving forward, okay? So I do see that this is going to be presented no later than the first quarter of this next year, but it looks like by January 13th, you're going to have news. I do see you sitting down as a decision where you're sitting across the table. To me, it appears to be like a business meeting, an interview, but there actually is both a male and a female at the end. I want you to encourage you to wear something bright that makes you cheerful in appearance. I do feel that energetically for you, it projects you out as being a positive person versus wearing that traditional Hugo Boss black suit, with a black tie. You want to dress something that's a little more colorful for you, more positive, because that'll project you in that interview as being a cheerful, positive person. And I do feel that you will have some sort of an offer and agreement presented to you in January to move in a different direction. But right now, just to remind you, it'll be okay, okay? 3 months out, total resolution, all right?
Yeah, that's fabulous. See, I've kind of resisted going back into business. I had a child that died, and so I stopped. I was a management consultant, and I've kind of held off on that. You know, it's that's my big debate is whether I should go back into business.
First, I'm sorry about the loss of your child. I do feel that she's with God, and she's crossed. As far as you individually, it's about love for you and love for yourself, and the ability to be able to help others in the capacity of who you are. You won't do well energetically if you lock yourself in a room. You do very well when you step forth and you lead a team, okay? You have so many ideas behind you, and I want to encourage you to do that, because I do feel that you, after the first year, things are going to fall into place where you're going to feel the strength to put yourself out there, and it's going to be very quick, all right? Because the feelings you had are very normal, but for you energetically, it's good for you to be out of the house and be leading a team and leading a decision, leading a project, because it's naturally who you are. If you're like a fish out of water, if you're away from this too long, it actually affects your mood. And being around people and leading a team, leading a project, actually it brings your energy up. And I do feel that there's also a connection, a trip to California coming with you next year. That is something I'm feeling, that you will be invited when there's an invitation to go to California, and it will be fruitful. I see that as San Francisco area. So there will be a trip, regardless, that you're going to take. It'll be taking in Northern California. So I hope that's helpful for you. I want you to consider that.
Yeah, that's fabulous. I actually live or used to live in Northern California. Everything I own is there, so I hope that's true. So thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
No problem.
Have a great week. Thank you all.
Thank you. We're going to take one more call, if you're okay with that. And
absolutely.
And it's gonna, okay, all right. You're doing awesome. I'm like just sitting here going, wow. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Anytime, gentlemen, if you need to bring me back, if you want to talk about any specific topics, I'm always open for it. So.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have you back. I actually wrote myself a note, so we'll talk about that later. Amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to Caroline. Caroline, you're our last call for the evening. You're on with Sean.
Oh. Hi. Hi, Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, Sean, Michael.
Hello.
How are you? Oh, my gosh. Wah, wah, wee, wah. That's the word for you.
Oh, that's Caroline, just not...
Listen. I tried. I thank you for taking my last call. I have a question and a half. So my question, and they're interlinked, and I know you'll understand. Lately, I've been thinking of myself, like we all do, as multidimensional. I'm at that level already that I feel like my conscious mind, and I'm somewhere else, and I'm picking up, you know, it's like, in the past, I thought about, like, other dimensions, not being me, but I'm picking up, like, essence of me. And marvelous things have happened since 11/11. I actually had, like, through my third eye, I had a blue and a purple light coming through. I closed my eyes. I was so tired. And I felt this, it's like a spotlight. It came right through, and it was so much love that I cried. And from that day on, I knew my purpose, which, you know, like my second phase in my life. I know what I did in the past. But now I just knew then Hurricane, you know, Sandy is here. And I just started picking up the phone and knowing that a lot of people are hurting. And I just, like, connect the dots. A person has a need, I'll get a charity to help. And I've been doing this. I started out with one person. But my question is, I have this desire to open up my own, have my own nonprofit, and I'll let you know if that's coming through. And then let's talk about me multidimensionally. That's my question and a half. And I know they're all linked. Thank you.
Yes. Carolyn, you have just a beautiful green aura as I see it. It's about the heart. It's about emotion to me. It's also about being a natural healer. You also do have the resounding pink red, which is about emotion, love, being a strong feminine spirit, as I see it. So you, in a natural healing capacity, you might not already know it, but you profoundly impacted just recently a woman that's older in age, that's local there, or it's based out of the Northeast area, that had a significant life-changing event in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Perhaps it is the Sandy event, but I feel that you've changed her life significantly because of your kindness. So I do want to remind you that you are doing very well. Your guardian angels acknowledge that right now, and your wish in relation to this nonprofit will come true. So many blessings to you in resulting that. I do feel that there is an official document that must be signed and submitted with either the state of New York or official state document. I want you to encourage to go ahead and continue to do that. You're about 3 days, 3 weeks, to 3 months for full fruition for that. And then once that's processed, it looks like this next year, it will be a healthy situation. I do feel that you're not going to be doing this on your own eventually. There will be others around you that will be supporting you, either supportive team members, supportive staff, or just feeling that you're in a team environment, which you're leading the direction, okay? And I want to encourage you to do that because it looks like 7 days, 7 weeks to 7 months, you're going to see really positive results in relation to this. And it's just going to give you such joy, such happiness. And it's naturally going to improve who you are in the true essence. So that goes back to your second question as far as multidimensional. You're just, I feel that you had many lives as far as just being this wonderful giving mother, this energy that just wants to give and give to people that are less fortunate, that are innocent, that are hurtful, that that on many levels. You would be the type of person, if you saw a little kitten on the side of the road, you'd pick it up and you'd take it home and adopt it. Or a dog, that was, you would stop the traffic so the dog wouldn't get hit by cars crossing the freeway. It's a beautiful thing about you. So you're going to be very successful in relation to this decision. Multidimensional, just remember that your strong feminine spirit, your emotions will be getting stronger, and it's going to build you up. But you're about seven weeks to 7 months out for this goal to come. And at that point, I see you hopping on a plane or hopping on a trip. I feel that there's a connection to Washington, D.C., or a trip down to D.C., recognition for that.
Oh, wow.
I also feel that relationships foster for you, new relationship expansions of friendships. So please take this in consideration. Get that paperwork in with the state, okay, because the decision is there. Once you get past that, the ball will start rolling for you. So keep up the good work, okay?
Oh, Sean, that was so beautiful on both levels. I thank you, because
my pleasure.
I don't know, this is like just about love, you know, that's what I'm about. I'm like a sparkle of love. I tell everybody, I should write a song, Sparkle of Love. I think it's already out there. I thank you. You both, the three of you, are very beautiful people yourselves, you know. By the way, Michael,
yes,
this is a beautiful show.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you. And I'm so happy that you're using your skills, and you sound really good, and you sound balanced, and give my love to Stephen.
I will. Stephen's actually going to be channeled Friday.
I'll see you then. Thank you. Sean Michael, you are very wonderful. Very wonderful. You're doing beautiful things too, and I wish you were on. You know, I wish you were on with Michael. Maybe the three of you could have the three amigos.
I do. I'm a pleasure to be here. I do Psychic Talk Radio. I'm also affiliated with A1R. Debbie, my significant other, we have a show called Twin Flames Radio. Of course, you can Google it or listen on A1R. And then, of course, my website. Call SeanMichael.com. So feel free to stay in touch. It's a pleasure to meet you, and it's an honor. Thank you.
Oh, you're very beautiful. Thank you so much. And I'll talk
bye-bye,
to you,
Caroline.
The three of you soon. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Sean, we're going to talk about getting you back on. But, you know, this has been totally amazing. You know, I think for me sometimes when I'm hearing other readers, because, you know, I don't know if it's like this with you, but when I read, I feel like I'm in a trance of some sort, and so I don't really hear myself a lot. And so when I hear other readers, I'm going, man, you know, this is just truly amazing. And now, do you have that sometimes when you're hearing other readers? Do you have that? Because I don't know how it is for you.
Absolutely. Like with Debbie and I, and when we really feed off each other's energy, and we enjoy going to a lot of the psychic conventions and conferences and things like that, and meeting like-minded gifted people. So we're all gifted, and I want to encourage everybody out there that's listening. If you feel that you want to explore the topic, please do so. This radio show is a great resource, along with many others, and to just run with it, because we all have the capability to learn and master what is our God-given gift. So I just want to encourage everyone to do that. But myself personally, Michael, it's just when I do a reading, sometimes I'm in a deep trance, sometimes it's subtle. I'm a fully conscious medium, or there's other labels. You can say psychic medium or spiritual medium. I don't do physical mediumship, which is trans-physical mediumship, where, you know, where energy overtakes you, or that could be a form of channeling. While I'm capable of doing that, it's just that's not my calling at this point in my work. I'm more focused on the detective work and the investigations and doing the client readings that we've done on the radio show. So, but, you know, individuals that do the channeling and the trans-physical mediumship, they do wonderful work too. So we're all gifted in many different capacities, and we all have different labels we can put it. I just encourage anybody who's listening to just explore and learn, because, you know, there's so much out there. There's so much out there. So thank you, gentlemen, for having me on the show. It was a pleasure.
No, no problem. And we're not letting you go yet, but you know, I do appreciate you coming on, and you know, it's just been totally amazing. Let me get Michael back on. We had lost him. Let me click him back on here. But you know, I just
I'm back.
Yeah, you are back. So yeah,
I'm back.
You disappeared on me for a minute. But you know, I just would tell people the same thing that you just told people. You know, just really open up right now. And you know, if you don't understand something, just ask. You know, there's all kinds of people out there. The one thing I love about the internet, it's full of resources. When I'm having problems, I just click something on. And just look, you know, and you know, that's how I found you. You know, I just typed in a psychic medium. You know, a lot of times people ask me how I find people. How I find people is I just go, I'm totally spirit-led. And what I did is I typed in psychic medium. I went down a list. Your name popped out to me, and I contacted you. And, you know, then I leave it up to spirit. And so, you know, that's how I find people. And, you know, when we're led like that, you know, we can't go wrong. You know, everybody has struggles. Everybody has those problems every once in a while. But staying positive, one thing that I like about Michael, my co-host, is that spirit led him here, you know, how I found him. And, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, like you were talking about, you know, your wife, you know, how you guys flow. You know, Michael and I flow very well together. And that's all just listening to spirit. You know, getting into that flow and just opening up. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, gentlemen. And the work you guys do together is great. This is such a fantastic show to be able to reach out. For many cases, it could be a first-time listener that's exploring this topic that have had questions in relation to metaphysics or spirituality or intuition development. I mean, there's all different levels, different brands. I deal with clients all over the world from various social, economic, and religious backgrounds, but we all do have spirit with us, among us. So it's such a blessing to experience that and to meet the kind souls through the radio, through the phone, and in person too when I do my direct work. So.
Well, I think we're going to let you go. We're almost running out of time here, but I just want to say how much I appreciate you coming on. I will be contacting you, setting up some date for next year to get you back on with us. But I just want to say thank you so much for coming on tonight. Michael, you got anything to say before we let him go?
No, thanks, Shawn Michael. It's a pleasure meeting you. It was great to get a chance to get to know each other, and hope to talk with you soon.
It's my pleasure, Michael. You know, it's keep up the good work and look forward to the earth changes coming up, the positive trends. It's going to be fun times here in the short term, and I'm really excited about 2013 coming up. So thank you, gentlemen.
No problem. Hey, before you go, can you give us your website address again, please?
Sure. It's callshawnmichael.com. It's C-A-L-L-S-E-A-N. michael@twinflamesradio.com or twinflamesradio.com. So either one of those websites, you can reach me.
Yeah, and if you didn't get that, there is a link to his website right here on our Blog Talk Show page. And also if you go to our website, which is www.spiritualtalkradio.net, there's a link to his site there too as well.
And Michael, okay. Michael, when you finish your book, I want a signed copy, okay?
Okay. All right. You have a good night, and it was a pleasure having you here with us.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye now.
All right. Yeah, man, that was totally amazing, Michael. And, you know, I was just like sitting here with my mouth open half the time going, man. You know, so that was just totally amazing.
Oh, my God. It talks so all over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Yeah, very powerful. So we'll definitely have to have him back. So I guess I'm going to – do you have anything – I feel like – man, I just realized I was going to ask him a question. Well, that's okay. I'll save it for next time. But
next time.
Yeah, next time. You know, we'll leave everybody wanting more, so including myself. So, you know, that's the best way to leave people sometimes, you know, wanting that more. But, you know, it was also a pleasure to – I see that Aaron is still listening, so it was a pleasure for him to call in as well, and looking forward to having him back on as well. But, you know, the one thing that I always saw this show as is a place where we can all gather, where we can all share our stories, because we all have amazing stories. Everybody has an amazing story. Not just if you're a medium or anything, everybody has that amazing story, that amazing experience with spirit, because spirit touches us all in different ways. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only do we share the stories, but in the process or in the format that we're doing this, it activates each other.
Yeah. You know, we sort of feed off of each other and in a good way. You know, there are those people that are energy vampires, but hopefully we're not those. But you know, we feed off of each other. We just flow in that spirit, because it's all about that as we move forward. And I just find it an amazing experience. So I'm going to let you go, because I'm going to wrap up here. But I do appreciate you going on. Before you leave, we are going to be on Wednesday. We will be back on air Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. I'm not sure exactly what we're talking about yet. But the show that I want to talk about really quick is a show that we're going to be having Friday. Now, Friday, I will be doing live channeling right here on the show. And Michael, you get the honor and privilege to actually interview my spirit guide. And so that's going to be very interesting. That's actually never been done on my program ever. And now Stephen's been channeled here, well, not actually here, but on the old show we had. But, you know, an amazing opportunity for listeners to get to know about channeling and, you know, actually experience that. And one thing I will tell you, if you're new to channeling, don't be afraid of it. It's nothing to be afraid of. And we'll be talking more about that on Friday's program. But yeah.
That's going to be fun.
I'm all excited, and you know, my spirit guide, he was like, come on, I want to be on air. And so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But I'm gonna let you go now, and I will talk to you Wednesday, and you have a great night. Okay.
All right, brother. You too. God bless.
You too. Bye bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, and listeners, I want to talk to you all for a minute. I want to say thank you. I've looked at the numbers of this program, and just in the time that we've been on, our numbers are totally amazing, and it's all because of you. It's all because of Spirit. Spirit's getting ready to do something in our lives. Amazing. But what we need to do is to align ourselves with that Spirit. You know, a lot of times we have to be in alignment, and how we do that is by meditation, by just being open. And if you're a new listener, and maybe you're new to the metaphysical world, and a lot of this stuff is new to you, the one thing that I would tell you is just breathe and check it out. You know, just because, you know, Shawn Michaels says something, or Michael says something, or I say something on this air, or any of our other guests, like Aaron or his mom, Jill, if it doesn't resound with you, don't buy it, okay? Listen to the intuition inside of you, because if you listen to the intuition inside of you, it will guide you forward, okay? It will never lie to you. It will never lead you the wrong way. You got to just listen to that little small, still voice that is all inside of us. It's just not in me. It's just not in Shawn Michaels. It's just not in Michael. It's on all of us. We're all connected by the same spirit. And that's one thing I love about spirit. And I mean, that's the one thing I'm really thankful for. You know, as we approach, you know, Thanksgiving, the one thing I want to say is I am so thankful for you listening to this program. I'm so thankful for Michael being a part of this. And I am so thankful for the guests I've already had. And the guests that are coming, we have some awesome people coming up. And, you know, like I said, you know, people ask me, how do you find me? The Spirit leads me to you. It's as simple as that. And or Spirit leads you to me. I don't know how it works, but one of those happens. So just trust Spirit as I leave you tonight. Peace be with you. And, you know, just continue to move forward with all that you do. You know, as we go into new energies, don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid of change. Embrace it. For in that change, you'll find growth. You know, like with me, if I didn't had come to this program, you know, if I had just stayed with the old program, I was in old energy. If I'd stayed there, I would have been stagnated by now. We just got to keep on moving, and we got to get past our fears, past our old belief systems, and go forward. Have a great night. Thanks again for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. It's been my pleasure. On behalf of myself and Michael, we say goodnight to you, a namaste to you all, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central. Again, that is Wednesday, 1 p.m. Central. There is a change time on Wednesdays. So it is Wednesday, 1 p.m. Central. We'll see you then. Have a great night. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow.
Peace be with you.